Guys, I'm out here at the Stakes Barn with a guy who's got quite a story about his horse and quite a story about himself, Ron Sanchez with Rontos Racing Stables, the owners of Social Inclusion. First of all, a great horse that you brought here earlier than anyone else.
Yeah, we want to be the first one in the grounds and try to be the first one on the wire.
Why was it important for you to bring this horse to the Preakness and bypass the Derby?
Well, it was our main goal. We were planning in the early months of the year. And, you know, the Derby is a tough race. It was a 20-horse field. And I don't want my horse going in that kind of race. So we came short nose. We gave him a shot, but we came nose short to get the qualified points. And I decided to don't send him to Kentucky and do what we were planning since the early days.
What do you think about this young 3-year-old who just had a birthday last week?
Yeah, he's a May 4, and he's improving every day. He's growing up, and now he gets matures, and he's more experienced than he was when we went to New York to race in the woods.
Special to have Social Inclusion in the Preakness and some interesting Maryland connections for you. First of all, down the ocean, hun, you've been to Ocean City. You've actually worked there.
Yeah, I used to work there in the 90s, and I was trying to find to bring all my friends to see the horse, and probably they will come and show up here on Saturday and cheer for my horse.
And quite a thing now with your accent. We know you're not from Dundalk. You're from Venezuela and picking Ocean City as your beach resort.
Yeah. When I came here in the 90s, a couple of friends sent me, there is a nice place in Maryland that you got to check it. And we came and fell in love with Ocean City and all the stuff there. And now I'm living in Florida, but I'm very glad to be here, and I will be very glad to win the Preakness, because I feel like a Marylander.
And you feel like a Marylander, and you did what Marylanders do. You came to the Preakness that summer.
Yeah, I came. It was the Luis XIV won that race. I was cheering for Skip Away, but he couldn't catch Luis XIV. It was a nice day. I was in the infield with all the wild guys and stuff, but I like it. I was the only one cheering for the horses. The other ones were drinking and having fun. It was a nice place, and I love to come back.
Then you rush back to Ocean City, and you're right back on the job.
Yeah. And I will back, and maybe Monday or Tuesday, I will go there and say hello to my friends and all the people down there. Is they're still there. But I would love to walk the boardwalk and go to Jolly Rogers and to the amusement park, get the fries and everything that I used to do.
And you used to be a great baseball player. You're on the Venezuelan national team.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was playing baseball with one of the best baseball academy in Venezuela. And I did well, so I went in the Venezuelan national team. And I was playing there, but I got retired when I didn't get into the professional baseball, but I have a lot of friends there.
Well, let's hope you hit a home run in the Preakness with Social Inclusion.
Yeah, it will be a grand slam, because it was a 9-batter grand slam, because, you know, California Crown is a good horse, and we feel a lot of respect. He's the winner of the Derby, and I feel respect about every single runner that's going to be in the Preakness.
Ron Sanchez, owner of Social Inclusion, good luck.
Sam, good luck, and thank you very much. And Ocean City guys, come here. We're going to have a horse trying to win this race.